Shanti. And thank you to Sister Sheshi for coming over. The topic is balancing maturity and lightness, as Baba said in the Mauli. And I thought Sister Sheshi is such a good example of this. One minute you see her organizing accommodation for thousands of people. The next minute she's popping up to Baba in trance. And recently I came to know myself that she's written so many songs for Baba, as well as children's stories, which will be published soon in Hindi. So a wonderful example of maturity and lightness. Shanti.
Om Shanti. Today, the topic which has given to me, balancing maturity and lightness. This is such a practical topic, and that is needed in our practical life, day-to-day life, dealing with so many people, as well as to get more and more experiences within self. When Sister Maureen told me that you have to give class on this topic, I was looking at myself, whether I have achieved that stage or I have to make more and more efforts to learn about this, to use this method in my practical life, and use this method in dealing with so many sisters and brothers. And when we say maturity, the word maturity itself is combination of so many qualities, and maturity word automatically brings power in us and gives us more and more understanding about the self. So what is the meaning of maturity? Those who are mature person, what are their qualities, how they deal and how they behave, what I get feeling, what I get experience, or whatever understanding I get, that the first meaning of maturity, that is understanding about self. As we know, those who are mature people, they have full experience from childhood to till their age, what they have seen, what they did in their childhood, what happens in childhood, and what happens in their young age, what kind of problem come in their life, and how they were dealing with young people, and how they were getting more and more experiences, and how they were defeated, and how they were dealing with other people. So maturity means understanding of self. The second meaning of maturity, we can say the full of experiences, the experienced one, and those who are mature, they have lots and lots of experiences in their life. Because they know what the children do. You must have seen in your home, or whenever we meet grown-up persons, whenever the children are playing, children are fighting on little matters, at that time, the grown-up, they understand what happens to the children. You know, in the family, what we do, when we bring something for little children, we bring similar things to the children. We won't bring the different things. If there is a little bit difference in the color, the one will say, I don't want this, I want this color. Another one say, no, I want this color. Another one will say, we want this color. What the parents do? They will bring the same things, same color, no difference. If there is a little bit difference, children insist. They cry. Whether that, if we give them expensive thing, they won't like, but they will take the same thing what his sister has taken, and they will keep on pulling and pulling that thing and keep on fighting and on little matters. And the grown-up, the experienced parents, they understand the feeling of the children. They understand the behavior of the children. They understand the different situations. That means they have crossed all these stages and they have all kinds of the experiences. So maturity means the full of experiences. And maturity means contented, happy, balanced. And those who are mature, their intellect is very far-sighted. They not only think about the present, they not only think about the past, they make plans such a way, they think about the future. We know about Brahma Baba. Sometimes some sisters and brothers were coming in front of Baba. And Baba knew how he has to get his work done. And other sisters and brothers didn't know. And when Baba was giving so much love to them, and others were saying, that person is not doing anything. Why Baba is giving so much love to him? Why Baba is giving so much sustenance to him? Why Baba is paying lot of attention for that person? What is the reason that person is not understanding? Baba knew, if I don't give him sustenance now, they won't understand knowledge in future. The time will come, they will become an instrument for spreading Baba's message in such a place where Baba's children have not reached. And there are so many examples. In the beginning of Yajna, no one understood that this knowledge will reach to different countries and there will be so many Baba's children from abroad, and those who are long lost children like you, they will come to Baba and you will get so much sustenance from Baba. But Baba knew and how Baba served the children and how they became instrument to spread Baba's message. And those who are mature, their another quality is that they are contented, they are careful, and they are courageous, they are helpful, and they are the one like guiding star for others. And next is that those who are the mature, their mind is well prepared and well planned, And whatever task they do, they prepare themselves in such a way there is no problem in front of them. What they do? First, they will make the plan. Secondly, they will prepare themselves. And third is that they always keep the purpose continuously in front of them. And then they plan such a way they become very light in their life. There is one example about Alexander. They tell in the stories, once what happened, in the midnight he was having his good sleep, very relaxed. He was in sound sleep. And the enemy was planning to attack on his army. And one of the person from his army was running and running in the night. He came to Alexander, King Alexander. And he said, the army is going to attack. The enemy is going to attack on our army. While sleeping, he said, okay, don't worry, open this box. And there is one envelope. And open that. See what is written in that envelope. And that man, when he opened the box and took that envelope, and in that envelope there was a big map, and it was mentioned, if the enemy attacks from the north side, how you have to deal in? If he attacks from the south side, and you have to deal in that way, if that one attacks in the east side or west side, and it was properly written in a proper plan way, so there was no problem and the army was not worried and they said, okay, let's start our task. So it was done in a proper way. Those who are mature, they always perform the task in a proper way. And now Baba says, you are my mature children. And what is, you are my mature children. Mature means those who are the responsible. We cannot give the responsibility to the children. Oh child, you come and perform this task. Children are children. What they will do? They will play here and there, keep the things here and there, and when they find a friend, they will run after with the friends, and they will laugh, they will sit, you tell them to eat now, they will say, no, I won't eat now. So the responsibilities are being given to those who are experienced, who are mature. So Baba says, all of you, my children, are the responsible children. So now we have to see what responsibilities Baba has given to us. The first responsibility is that is self-transformation. This responsibility has been given to each and everyone that we are responsible for self-transformation. We know we have to transform ourselves. And all the children, even the seniors, they know that each and everyone has to transform himself or herself. They are guiding us. They are telling us. They are showing us the path. They are telling us the ways and means how can we transform. But we have to take steps ourselves. The first responsibility is for self-transformation. And second responsibility is to give Baba's message to the whole world. And third responsibility, to give love and respect to each and everyone. The fourth is that to have the loveful feelings, beneficial feeling, elevated thoughts, pure thoughts for BK, for the cooperative, for the non-BK, even to spread those thoughts, whether you know the people or not, you have to spread those thoughts in the whole world. And another responsibility which Baba has given to us, that we have to transform even the elements, the nature, the environment. And another responsibility which Baba has given to some sisters and brothers. Some sisters and brothers, they think, we don't have that responsibility to look after the center. Baba says, few have given this responsibility to look after the center. But those who come to the center, those who come for meditation, for Murli class, they have another responsibilities to help in different kinds of the services. So when Baba has given us so many responsibilities, what we do, we become overconscious of all the responsibilities. I have this and that task, how can do this task, I have such and such task, I have to run for the lecture, I have to do this one, I have to look after the center, I have to go for a job. So what we have done, we have taken all the responsibilities as a burden, as a heavy things on our head. Baba says, in the corporate you have taken so many other things on your head. And because of that sanskar, our nature, we are taking all the responsibilities on our head, like it is such a big, heavy thing is on our head. We have little responsibilities. If we see Brahma Baba, Mama, and Dadis, seniors, how many responsibilities they have, since morning till night, we see Dadi Janki, how much she is busy. Still she is light. Now, how can we maintain and how can we have the balance between maturity and lightness? First step we have to take in our life that we are the only instrument. Baba is responsible and this is Baba's task and Baba has to get his work done through any instrument. I remember one of the story with Didi, what she taught me, you know, as a Since I'm staying in Madhuban, and Baba gets his work done through so many instruments, and few responsibilities, few tasks were given. And my nature is that when the task is not finished, I'm still doing that one. One day in the night, normally in the night we used to go to Didi and say good night to her. And every day she was asking, what tasks you have done, what you are going to do. And one night she asked, what she did during the whole day. I said, in the morning I did this, this service, this program went there and this program we are going to do. And tomorrow morning I'm going to do another this work. She said, since morning till late night, you are busy with different activities. And tomorrow morning, you are going to do again one thing. And how you will become light. How will you sleep in Baba's remembrance? Your mind will be pulling all the time with those things which you are going to do and which you have already done. And she said, how you will remember Baba? And how you will sleep in Baba's lap? And I said, I will sleep. I will remember Baba. She said, how can you do that one? So much you are doing this and your intellect is fully involved in that. How can you do that? I said, I will do that. She said, tell me how you will do it. I became quiet and she said, okay, sit down, sit down. I tell you how to do that. So she told me how to do more and more practice. She told me in the night, before going to bed, you check whatever task you have performed during the whole day, give a full stop to that task. Otherwise, if your task was not performed in the right way, someone didn't help you, or someone criticized you, all the thoughts will keep on wandering in your mind. And that may come in your dream also. And you will keep on thinking about that. And give this full stop. Today's drama is finished. And then another stop is that tomorrow's drama will start tomorrow. Not in the night. In the night, if you keep on thinking, I will do like this, I will do like this. In the morning, you get up, something more important thing comes. At that time, what you will say? You will become so upset. This is very practical. We have seen. We make one plan. I am going to do that. And something suddenly comes in between, then we become so much irritated. I wanted to do this, I wanted to finish this, this sister came, I don't know what was that, why this sister came to me, why she was telling like that, she should not tell me like that. So we keep on telling, we are doing that task, and we are doing that task with irritated nature, and we are criticizing, we are doing that task with heavy heart, and we feel so upset how this happened. My work is pending, I wanted to do that, I wanted to finish that. So Didi said, if you keep that plan in your mind in the night, in the morning, if that work is not done according to your thought, your mind will naturally become upset and you will become unbalanced and you will feel so unhappiness. It is better to be relaxed and whatever comes in the morning, take it in an easy way. There may be some benefit to do this task and then you will feel relaxed. Your whole day will become very light. Otherwise, this will affect on your mind during the whole day. And third bindi, third stop, that is that sit near to Baba. Sit in Baba's lap. Enjoy Baba's company. Take power from Baba. And take sustenance from Baba. Early in the morning when you get up, you will be refreshed. And whatever you achieve during the night time, whether 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours slept or not, but whatever you got from Baba, and that will be like a tonic for yourself. So what we have to do it, during the whole day we do so many tasks. When one task is finished, give full stop. Another task is finished, stop. Like I remember Daddy, Big Daddy. What she does while staying with her, we got that experience all the time. Daddy always had loveful and pure thoughts for each and everyone. She never mentioned such and such has done this task. If someone has done a little bit mistake, she will say, oh, you have done that. In 1 second, she will never mention. She was not keeping even any thought of any person in her mind. That was the reason, since beginning till now, she's light. That was the reason Baba gave her so many responsibilities. And she was all the time telling, this is Baba's task, Baba is doing, and Baba has to do, they are Baba's children, and Baba will look after the children, why should I worry? Now what happens to us? Our way of thinking, why this happened, no one is understanding, I can't do, how can I deal with these persons, it is so difficult, nothing is difficult. We have prepared such an environment, and in that environment, we are involving ourselves more and more, and we get heaviness. We feel so much burden. We feel tense. We are doing the task. And how we doing that task? With heavy heart. Like Agyani people, what they do? They are looking after the children. They are paying lot of attention on the children. But all the time saying one mantra. What to do? Children are very naughty. We can't do like that. They are doing everything and also telling their same thing. We have to look after a home. What should I do? They are doing it, but still the same thing they are repeating. Children are very naughty. What Baba tells us, what we do, whatever we do, Baba has given us this task to make our fortune. This is Baba's task. We are only cooperative. We are giving a little bit cooperation. And that cooperation is only for self-transformation, for self-empowerment, for gaining more and more virtues in self. And taking maximum for self, and that is why we are giving little bit cooperation to get more and more experience in self. So now the maintaining the balance between maturity and lightness. Now we will go step by step. What we have to do it, all these responsibilities which Baba has given to us, they are the, if you visualize yourself and look at others, Baba has given us such a beautiful crown to each and everyone. Why? Because Baba wants to make us the ruler of the new world. Baba wants us to go to the royal families, to be prince and princess, and play with Krishna and Radhe. And that is why these are not the responsibilities. These are the crown which Baba has given to us to make us worship worthy. And the second step is that Baba says, you are the shining diamond. If we sit in our original stage and look at our own original stage, that is full of light, full of purity, love, peace, and the vibration of all the virtues, they are spreading from us. As soon as we sit in that consciousness, you must have got the experience, not only you, but whosoever crosses nearby you, they also get the same feeling, the vibrations of lightness. Because we are enjoying our own original stage, the vibration of originality, the vibration of purity, the rays of our divine qualities, they are around us. And we are sitting in the aura of light, which so many outsiders, they get the experience, there is so much lightness, there is so much happiness, there is some light. Why this happened? Because we were sitting in our own original stage. So Baba says, if you want to maintain the balance between both, or you want to get the experience of lightness, don't forget your original qualities, your originality, and always live in that consciousness. That was a very practical example in front of us, Sakar Baba and Mama. Baba used to live in his original state while performing different kinds of the tasks. Once what happened in the beginning of Yagya, Baba taught each and every task to the children. Not only taught, but he himself was doing each and every task by his hand. Once what happened, there was a powder of coal, and they were making something for fire burning, and Baba was also doing like that. And at that time, some guest came to see Baba. And one sister came and gave message, Baba, some guests have come to meet you. Baba said, send them here. She said, how it can be? You are sitting on the floor and you are doing this task. And how can the guests can come and sit here? Baba said, I am telling you, send them here. And she was feeling so shy, such a high authority, and doing such a low task. And because Baba said, send them here, she said, okay. As soon as they came, and they also sat near with Baba, Baba said, see what we are doing. We are doing task of the Yajna of God. We do everything by hand. And we remember Baba, we remember Shri Baba. They forgot, they did not know they are sitting on the floor. They did not know. They became so happy. And they said such a high authority. And acting such a way. And they got the experience of lightness. And they got the experience of light in their life. And another story once, what happened? In the beginning of Yajna, so many brothers and sisters, they were coming when this Yajna was shifted from Pakistan to India and Mount Abu, our old home, and they didn't have so many facilities, no table, nothing. And the children were coming, and Baba was sustaining the children with great love, with soul conscious state, and telling them how to maintain your inner state. Once Baba announced, today Baba will have Brahma Bhojan, royal Brahma Bhojan with the children. And children were so happy, they will have royal princess, like prince and princess Brahma Bhojan with Baba. And they did not have table, what to do? There were big slabs of stone. And they were kept, and the other side no chair, and the stones were like kept. And Baba said, oh, what the royal people enjoy. They enjoy the beauty of the nature. They enjoy the company of God. Today we will have Brahma Bhojan in company of Baba. No one understood we don't have the things to eat. We don't have the things to sit properly. So Baba was in that consciousness. Even a single child did not have that experience. They did not have anything. One day what Baba did? Baba never mentioned to the children in the beginning of the yagya when in Mount Abu there was a bakery part was going on. Once morning they did not have anything to eat, nothing to cook. Baba said, you are an angel. Angels fly. Let's go and fly. Let's go to the mountain. Let's go and spread the vibration of life. And let's go and go wherever you want to go, you can go. And enjoy. Spread the vibration of light and might to the world. And they all went with Baba. They did not remember that they don't have anything to eat. So they went to the mountain, they climbed the rocks, they went here and there, they went to the forest. And Baba said, oh, you are free birds. Birds fly from one place to another place. And whatever they find, they eat. The whole kingdom is sure. You go and whatever you want, you can eat. And little mangoes were there. Little cherries were there. They all had. They did not know what we are doing. So Baba was in that consciousness. With so much task. Baba was so light, and Baba did not feel that burden. 400 children are sitting there. How I will feed these children? And how they will be sustained? Baba was light, children were happy. They did not know what is going on. Later, after so many years, they came to know this happened. If they come to know at that time, they must have run. They must have gone. And this was Baba's original nature of becoming light. And Baba stayed in his originality and he maintained his original stage. And that was the reason whosoever was coming in front of Baba, they were getting more and more power, more and more love in themselves. So first step is that we have to maintain our original state. And second step is that to keep the balance in that, we have to become introvert. Those who are mature, you must have seen their behavior, their nature, the way of dealing, the way of talking. They speak less. They are very much introverted. Not only introverted, they are more experienced. Like scientists, if they want to get anything, or if they want to bring anything out, If they want to show anything, get more invention, what to do for months and months, days and days, day and night, they go underground. They keep on researching and researching. So Baba says, we have to go underground. Underground means live in the body, meet so many brothers and sisters, but not to forget our inner state. To pay attention on inner state. Like Sakar Baba, while looking after so many children, he used to find time for himself either in the night or evening or morning time. I remember before 6 months before Baba achieving his angelic stage, I was in Madhuban. I spent nearly 1 month with Baba. And we used to walk with Baba and get so many experiences. At that time, we got the experience. When Baba was standing in the middle of thousands of sisters and brothers, and he was like a shining personality. Everyone's attention was towards Baba. And before achieving his angelic stage, once we got a chance to meet Baba, 2-3 times I got chance to have bhojan with Baba. So when we went to have bhojan with Baba, so one day I was sitting with Baba and Baba was telling how to get more experience and how to make yourself full with all the qualities. Baba was telling, and while eating food, Baba said, what I'm doing? I said, Baba, you are eating food. Then Baba said, what I'm doing? I said, Baba, you are eating food. Baba said, I'm eating food, but what I'm thinking, you know, this body belongs to Baba. I'm so happy. I'm feeding to this body of this chariot of Shri Baba. I'm so light. I'm so happy. I'm so relaxed. So he was eating, we were sitting, and he was telling, while doing even this task, he was so relaxed, so happy, enjoying Baba's company, and telling us that to enjoy Baba's company while performing any kind of task. One day in the night, you know, at that time we had a first exhibition in front of the museum, and I used to go and explain the exhibition. In the night we used to come and see Baba, and in the night when I came to Baba and see Baba, and Baba asked, how many parties you explain? I said, Baba, I explained 2 parties today. At that time, to explain 2 group, that was a very big thing. Now, because we were so innocent, we didn't know that our first exhibition was built and it was sent to different places, and it was brought specially to Mount Abu to show to Baba. And in the morning we had a peace march in whole Mount Abu. And when we came back from peace march, and Baba was standing near the gate of Pandavan, at that time this gate was different, in a different way, and Baba was standing on the top, and when we came, and Baba was welcoming us with the rose water, and it was such a beautiful scene. And then we were going to explain the party. In the night, Baba said, how many parties do you explain? I said, Baba, I explained two. You explained two? I said, yes. So you explain only two. How many were in that? I said, four in one group and five in another group. Baba said, only you prepared nine people in your subject. And how much subject? How you want to become a ruler? You need so many. And how many you want more? I said, Baba, we need more, no? Then Baba said, okay, you make plan, make more and more subject. Baba did not say you go and explain more. So Baba made us have that consciousness that you give them knowledge, they become Baba's children, and you will get more encouragement, enthusiasm to give Baba's message to so many. Otherwise, Baba says, no, you have to explain 5, 6, 10. Then you will say, Baba, I will become tired. How can I explain 10? My throat will become tired. I can't explain so much. So other way Baba adopted, you want to make your subject, how many devotees you want? How many bhaktas you want? I said, I want more. So Baba said, okay, you explain in more. So this was Baba's way to keep each and everyone in a very light way. Children, those who are coming in front of Baba, they never felt they are heavy. Baba gave so many responsibilities. Baba taught them how to make them perfect. And Baba taught them how to make efforts. But Baba's aim was that keep goal in front of you. For what purpose you have adopted this life? Baba has chosen you. Why Baba has chosen us? Why Baba has selected us? He has not selected us for himself. He selected us for our benefit. So our aim should be always very clear in front of us, that we are going to the new world. We are going to transform the world. In the golden age where we will be all big family. And we have to make efforts here. So Baba kept all the time goal in front of him. First goal was that to achieve the stage of perfection. So if I have to achieve the stage of perfection, that means I have to perform all kinds of the tasks, I have to take all the responsibilities, and I have to do all kind of the work to make myself perfect. Second goal was in front of Baba. I'm not going to rule alone in the world. All the children will be with me. Even now we see Brahma Baba is waiting for us. We listen the beautiful conversation, the talk between Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba. Shiv Baba always asks from Brahma Baba, when your children will be ready? How much time will they take? How long we have to wait? And Brahma Baba always takes favor of us. He never says, my children are taking time, they are not making efforts, what they are doing, they are sitting here, they don't understand, what should I do, I am waiting for them, they are not making perfect themselves. Baba says, no, they are making effort, they will become ready. See, even in the subtle reason, he is taking favor for us, He never complains for the children. And he tells Shri Baba, children are good, they are making effort, they will be ready soon. Then Baba says, when? Tell me the time. Baba, they will be ready. See? So Brahma Baba knows, I cannot open the door till my children achieve the stage of perfection. So he has that understanding. So he is not upset, he is not irritated, he is so relaxed, so he is happy, he is giving us more and more power to make ourselves perfect. And then Baba has this goal. Baba had that goal also. If he wanted to achieve the stage of perfection, he made efforts in such a subtle way through his drishti, vritti, kriti, through his activities, through his insight, through his vibration, and through his dance, through his dealings. So he was dealing in that way. There was not tension, slightly tension in his dealing. When the children were coming in front of Baba, Baba was dancing. And the sister was telling Baba, now it is too late. Baba was dancing and dancing. My children have come. We are meeting after a kalpa. And even when the mothers were coming in front of Baba, and Baba was dancing, oh, this mother has suffered a lot. When the children were coming, and Baba used to act like a children, like a child. How he was acting like a Krishna. And Baba was so humorous. I tell you one story. Once what happened, there was a one man, he was deemed expert in boxing. So he came in the long time ago. When he came, and one day Baba said, let me make a fun with him. And Baba, he used to eat lot of fruit and raw vegetable and these things. And Baba, what Baba did, Baba told one sister, you put one wooden tomato in this vegetable. And one wooden tomato and one something wooden vegetable was put in that vegetable. And he was sitting and eating. And after when this wooden tomato came, he was trying to cut and cut. And it was so difficult and he became so upset. If you don't have the tomato, don't give me. Why you put this wooden tomato in this? And then Baba said, Baba came in front of him. Baba said, oh child, what happened? He said, Baba, these sisters, what they are doing it? They put wooden tomato in this. And if they don't have, they should tell me very clearly. And if they don't have, I won't eat. But why they are making fun of me? Baba said, these children, they have done. Okay, I will explain to the children not to do like that. Baba said, okay, come. Baba is in front of you. And he went in the lap of Baba. And Baba gave him so much love. And then Baba smiled. Baba laughed. Then he realized, Baba, oh, now I understand. Now I'm so fortunate. You didn't do like this, but I'm so fortunate. I got so much love from you. Baba used to play with the children. Baba used to make the children laugh. But Baba was very strict in all the principles. If the children were not following the principles, Baba said, if you don't follow the principles, how you will become ruler of the self? Baba used to tell the children, follow all the principles, keep Shri Baba with you, enjoy Baba's company and play with Baba, laugh with Baba, walk with Baba and enjoy with Baba. You know, like Baba used to tell once, what happened, children were playing, once what happened, one child fell down on the floor. And someone said, oh, that child fell down. Baba said, you were not remembering Baba, that was the reason you fell down. See? So that was another way to teach them not to become upset, I fell down, I hurt it, this happened. Baba was telling them, if you fell down, that's no matter, but remember Baba. I tell you another story. Once what happened, there was a class going on, and after class, like in Madhuban, after class, we get toli. And during Baba's time, Baba used to give toli to the children. Sometimes some sisters, some brothers, they used to give toli to the children. Once Baba said, okay, Baba has given the toli, and those sisters and brothers who have eaten toli without remembering Baba, raise your hand and Baba will give you another toli. And there were some innocent children and they raised the hand, and Baba said, Baba gave the toli, and Baba said, be careful. So this is a sweet punishment. You know, they come to know, Baba came to know, they have not remembered Baba. And Baba taught them lesson that you have to remember Baba before eating. And there were some innocent children, they raised the hand and they said, okay, we will get more toli. And then Baba said, stand up, stand. They all stood. Baba said, see, you did mistake. You did not remember Baba. You have eaten the toli. Okay, don't worry. Now, won't repeat this mistake again. So Baba gave them toli, made them realize, made them laugh, and made them light. So Baba felt at every step that this is my responsibility to make the children perfect, to feel enthusiasm in the children. So those who are mature, they always have this feeling of that responsibility. Whatever task I do, and that task should be an example in front of others. Like Baba says, whatever task I do, others will follow. They won't say, I did good, but this person disturbed me, and this didn't understand, and they don't understand. Like Mama used to tell, if someone does any mistake, Mama used to tell, this is not the mistake of that child from the yagya. This is the mistake of me, because I did not pay attention. I did not warn them. I did not guide them properly. So this is our responsibility. Like who is the in charge of you? Anyone is in charge of any company. If any servant, any person, any employee does mistake, the responsibility is of the in charge person. So Baba says, Baba's children, all the children, they are responsible for self, for others, and for giving love to others. So when we have that consciousness, that I am the responsibility, I'm the responsible for this and that task, then we feel relaxed, we get that enthusiasm, and we don't blame on others, we don't criticize others, we don't say because of this person this happened, and we take everything on self and we make efforts to make that task in a correct, in a right way. Okay? Om Shanti.